This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents In a Cottage in a Wood by Cass Green, read by Lisa Coleman and Helen Keeley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Neves stares up at the nicotine yellow ceiling and thinks about the long journey between here and her own bed, or at least the sofa bed in her sister's flat. She has a fierce longing for ice-cold Diet Coke and paracetamol. Her head is already starting to hurt, and she hasn't been asleep. She needs to pee badly. Squinting at the small travel clock that blinks with neon aggression on the bedside table, she sees it is 3. They got here about 2. The sex had taken about 15 minutes, tops. Maybe she had briefly fallen asleep after all. What's-his-name sighs and gently farts in his sleep. Christ. He told her he had his own software company and was in London for a conference. But it didn't ring true. Surely no one held conferences a few days before Christmas. Plus, he said Pacific instead of specific, and smiled in a glazed, uncomprehending way at a couple of her more acerbic comments. He didn't seem bright enough to have his own company. Now she slowly begins to extricate herself from the bed, placing her bare feet down onto the rough...